At the Freight and Salvage on Monday night and Tuesday night is a celebration of Joni Mitchell's album Blue, arguably one of the greatest albums from that era. Came out in 1971, 41, almost 42 years ago. And what's happening is over two nights, a whole lot of musicians are getting together to perform her music in all kinds of styles. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that in a minute. But I have a recording of some of the musicians. They've gone into the studio to record their take on Joni Mitchell's Blue. And I want to start off with the women's vocal ensemble, Kitka. They normally sing music of Bulgaria and Eastern Europe in other languages, but now here they are singing Joni Mitchell. So let's take a listen to Kitka on Our Roots Are Showing. That is Kitka on Our Roots Are Showing and their version of Joni Mitchell's Blue. It's all part of a celebration that we are going to be talking about with Beth Custer in just a moment. That is happening at the Freight and Salvage on Monday night and Tuesday night. And it's a whole celebration of Joni Mitchell's Blue album with lots of different musicians performing her music. So in just a second, we are going to hear all about it. But I think we ought to hear from Joni herself. Well, we get Beth Custer on the line. So here we go, Joni Mitchell from Blue on Our Roots Are Showing.
Oh.
Joni Mitchell and All I Want on Our Roots Are Showing. Does that bring back memories for you? Well, it does for me for sure. And Beth Custer is on the line with us. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Robin. How's it going?
Great. Great. So does that bring back memories for you to listen to that, Joni Mitchell?
Absolutely. I was in, you know, junior high when it came out, but I really got to know the record when I got to college in 76. I bought Missing of Summer Lawns, and then I bought Blue and just fell in love with. I've bought almost all her records since then.
Yeah.
Longtime fan. She's a genius.
She is. And it was interesting in that time to have, you know, those were the days when everybody was listening to the same records, more or less. I mean, a record like that would come out and everybody you knew had it anyway. I guess I should say
right.
It that way.
Yeah. There's definitely one in almost probably every other dorm room at college.
Well, so this is the album of Joni Mitchell's, I think, that most people point to as the one that is the greatest, perhaps, the even though there are so many of hers that are brilliant in their own way. But
I think it's the one that she really broke through, you know, to a large audience. I mean, I don't know the numbers exactly, but I think you're right. It's one of her most popular.
Yeah. Well, tell us about what's going on at the Freight on Monday and Tuesday night.
Well, Undercover Presents works with Faultline Studios, and they pick an artist, collaborate with a local artist who curates the whole evening. And then this is Dina Maccabee, violinist and singer with a number of bands, including Real Vocal String Quartet. She curated the evening, so she invited all the artists to pick a song from Blue and arrange it and record it and perform it. And it was so successful at Brava Theater last fall. We sold out two nights in a row that the Freight perked up its ears and invited us to perform it again for two nights. So I actually chose the song Case of You. That was already taken by a really cool band from Oakland called Session. They're kind of my favorite on the whole evening. But there's a number of truly brilliant artist. Amy X. Newberg does her solo vocal thing on California, the song California. And I picked Carrie, which was, you know, to me the most upbeat song on the CD, so I thought it might stick out, and plus I could really relate to the lyrics. Dina Maccabee opens the show with the band Kielbasa, and Kika does a lovely version of Blue, and Kelly McCormick is on it. It's just a great evening.
And Susie Thompson. And Susie Thompson also doing River.
Susie Thompson rocks it. She is just, she's one of my favorite local blues artists for sure. She really rocks the house with her rousing number.
Yeah, it's so much fun, really, to take an album, to take music that you know so well that you have. I think a lot of us who listen to it all these years have Joni's phrasing in our heads so clearly.
Yeah.
But then to hear somebody else's take on it just brings it, sheds new light on it.
Yeah, I was really hoping somehow she would get to hear what we've done. I don't know if she'd like it or not, but it would be wonderful to have her hear it somehow.
Yeah. Well, why don't we listen to your version, your case of you? Is that what you did?
No, I did Carrie.
Well, let's listen to Carrie. And why don't you tell us about your ensemble before we hear
it? This is the Best Custer Ensemble with a guest bass player, Adam Thies. Our bassist couldn't make it, so Adam joined it because he's already from the Jazz Mafia. He's already on a couple of other numbers as well. And so he and Jen Jackson, my longtime drummer who's been working with me for over 20 years, and David James on guitar, and he's also been with me for probably a decade. Diana Mangano sings backup vocals. She used to be with Jefferson Starship for 13 years. She toured with them. And then I'm playing bass clarinet and singing lead.
Okay, let's listen.
All right.
The Beth Custer Ensemble.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave the Caribbean, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy and I've got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my your king. I'll put on some silver. Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. Come on down to the Mermaid Cafe and I will buy you a bottle of wine and we'll smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers. A round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red death. Keeps me in this tourist town. Carrie, get out your cane. But let's not talk about fairly well now. The night is starry dawn, and we're paying the score.
That's the Beth Custer Ensemble with a charming, exuberant, humorous cover of Carrie. That was wonderful.
You. Oh, thank you.
Sounds like you had a lot of fun with that.
Oh, it was really fun. And I just really relate to the song. I've never been to Africa. I've always wanted to go, so hopefully someday I get to go there. But I have, of course, done a lot of traveling with music, so I could really relate to the lyrics.
You know, I was
puzzled.
Meet
somebody.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was going to tell me about what you were thinking about relating to the
lyrics. Oh, I was just thinking, you know, you meet someone and you finally have to say goodbye. And, you know, it's been really fun hanging out with somebody. You've got to go back home and get a bath. I could just really relate. I don't have fancy French cologne, but.
I was puzzled for years, cause having heard it when I was pretty young for the first time, about what it meant to put on some silver. I just couldn't figure that out. I was thinking, what, she put silver candlesticks on the table? I didn't know.
No, she's putting on jewelry.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
I don't know why it took me so long to figure that out. So that was really fun. And this is a night on Monday and Tuesday night at the Freight of all different takes and all different musical genres treating Joni Mitchell's Blue.
Yeah, it's really quite delightful. And then what's good at Bravo, which I don't know if they'll be doing that, I think they'll probably do the same kind of, you know, because it's one song with each band, there's, you know, quite a bit of change over time. So they play songs from that band before we get on. So they'll play a song from one of my CDs, like my CD Rome, and play that as we're setting up. So you get to hear stuff. You just have to be patient when you're there, but I'm sure, you know, the Freight is so efficient, they'll have it together. But they have a lot of nice projections going on behind the band to go along with the music, and there's quite a few Joni photos that are really nice, and it's just a really lovely evening.
Well, a great way to celebrate Joni Mitchell and to experience the music from Blue in a whole new way. Let's listen to another one. I wanted to hear the Kelly MacFarlane cover of Little Green.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
Yeah. Well, why don't we listen to that? Was she at the other one, the first one?
Oh, yeah. Everybody who's on the release, the CD release. So that's the other thing. Anyone who comes to the Freight show gets a download card, so you get to download the CD, the full album.
Oh, terrific!
That's a real added plus. Yes, anyone who comes to, you come to the show, you get the CD as well.
Great. So it's Monday and Tuesday night. This Monday and Tuesday night at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, and it starts at 8 o'clock. Okay, let's listen to Kelly McFarlane right now. Do you mind hanging on for again, Beth?
No, that's fine. I think my phone will hold off.
Okay. Kelly McFarlane on Our Roots Are Showing, KRCB Radio. I'm Robin Pressman, and I'm on the phone with Beth Custer from the Beth Custer Ensemble, one of the ensembles that's playing on Monday and Tuesday night at the Freight and Salvage in the tribute to Joni Mitchell's Blue. Beth, thank you for being there and hanging in with us.
Oh, it's delightful. Thank you so much, Robin.
Once again, it's Monday and Tuesday night, and do you know how many bands? It's one for each song?
Well, however many cuts there are.
Yeah.
Is it 10?
10. Yeah.
I always forget if it's 9 or 10.
It's 10.
So it's 10 bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of...
Susie Thompson.
Everybody from the Bay Area?
Yes.
So you'd so it's a great way to get to hear some new music, some people that you may not know about. And as Beth was just saying a little bit ago, you'll also get to hear some of their music on CD as they do the stage changes between songs.
Yep.
So it sounds like a big party.
Yeah, it is. And it's I heard it's almost sold out. So people should go and, you know, get tickets. Or I guess you're going to give away some tickets.
I'm going to give away tickets, one pair of tickets to Tuesday night's show. So that it's two nights, so Monday and Tuesday night. And you can find out about it at the Freight and Salvage. And their website is thefreight.org. It's at 8 o'clock Monday and Tuesday. And Beth, I think I want to go out with the last song on the album, The Last Time I Saw Richard.
Yeah, that's a great one, too.
So that's Katie Stephen and the Classical Revolution. Do you know anything about them that you can tell us?
Well, she's just got, she's like a songbird. And she's being backed by Classical Revolution string players who've gotten quite a bit of press lately. They were on the cover of, I believe, SF Weekly. They're really great classical group. So she's got like a string quartet backing her up while she plays, I think, piano.
Mm. Well, thank you so very much for being on the phone with us and letting us know about this show. And have a great time on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, great. And come down if you can.
I'm going to try to get there for sure. Yeah.
So, all right, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So if you are interested in going on Tuesday night, this Tuesday night, to the Freight and Salvage, that's January 22nd. It's at 8 o'clock. You can be part of this big celebration. Undercover presents Joni Mitchell's Blue. They're calling it a feast of creative musicians paying tribute. Katie Steven and the Classical Revolution, part of the group of artists who are going to be performing music from Joni Mitchell's Blue on Monday and Tuesday night at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, a pretty successful tribute to Joni Mitchell. And all of the musicians have been in the studio already at Faultline Studio and recorded all of these. So when you go to the concert, you also get a download, a free download of the whole album.